This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. 30 years ago today, the Chinese government brutally crushed a demonstration in Beijing's Tiananmen Square, where students and workers were calling for democratic reform. China had been undergoing market reforms for about a decade, and the protesters felt the system was rigged in favor of people with political connections. 3 decades after the massacre, China's economy is now the world's second largest. Discussion of Tiananmen is forbidden in China, but we sent our Shanghai correspondent Jennifer Pak to find out, in economic terms, what is weighing on the minds of young people now.
Noodle shops and bubble tea houses line the entrance to Shanghai University, where I meet Sun Wenhao. He'll graduate in 2 years with a master's degree in mechanical engineering.
The main worry for me is housing prices. They're very high compared to the average salaries.
Even if he is okay with living in an outlying neighborhood of Shanghai, he's still looking at spending at least $460,000 for a two-bedroom place. He tells me to make a down payment, he'll have to rely on the bank of mom and dad and even both sets of grandparents. And he needs to own property, because as a man, that's the only way he'll be deemed marriage material in many parts of China. Literature major Lindsay Zhu doesn't face the same pressure from her family to buy property and get married, but she comes from eastern Anhui province, where jobs are hard to find.
My parents want me to strive for a better life in the big cities, but I don't care for that. I'm not that materialistic. I just want a comfortable life, and that means I won't have to look for a job with a 996 schedule.
That's shorthand for a 72-hour work week. But she might not have much of a choice. There are a record 8 million students graduating from China's colleges this year. And by the time Lindsay Zhu graduates in 2 years, competition for jobs may be even worse. Her friend, Yosinar Zhao, is more concerned about health.
I've had some close friends in the past 2 years who suddenly got diagnosed with a severe illness and died within a couple of months. Since we were born under the one-child policy, the parents spent a lot to try to save them, and now they're childless.
She wants to stay healthy, and to her, that means a better social safety net when she enters the workforce. In Shanghai, I'm Jennifer Pak for Marketplace.